Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marcia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, nuclear talks between Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany enter its fifth day in Vienna, Austria. Chief Iranian nuclear negotiator Abbas Araghchi and Deputy Foreign Minister Majid Takht-Ravanchi have held a meeting with Helger Schmidt, who's the deputy for the EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton. Well, the two sides have already begun drafting a final deal over the country's nuclear program. The agreement is called a Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. A member of the Iranian delegation said negotiations are tough but slowly going ahead. Iran and the P5 plus one group will hold a fresh round of talks on July the 2nd. Let's cross over to Vienna, joined by Press TV's correspondent Taha Imani. Taha, good to have you with us. Please tell us the situation, the latest, and expectations today on the fifth day of talks.
Hello, Marzia. As you mentioned in your report, work is intensely underway to draft the final agreement between Iran and the P5 plus one before the July 20th deadline that was set last November in Geneva. We've been told by sources close to the Iranian negotiation team that they are now working on, both sides are working on the draft, on the framework of the draft agreement, and they have written some parts on which both sides agree on, and the sides on which they don't agree are being put into brackets so that they will be discussed in the next round of talks, which, as you said, will be on, we've been told, is on July the 2nd. On July the 2nd, we know that there will be meetings at all different levels, expert level, deputy level, and even Foreign Minister Zarif and EU's Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton could join those talks to move them forward and to see if a deal can be reached by July 20th, because if that deadline is to be extended, we know there will be some complications and difficulties. Iranian officials say beyond that deadline, it's difficult because they will have to sit down and think whether there is any point to continue the talks beyond that deadline. And so both sides are intensely working to hammer out a deal.
Well, Taha, overall, what type of vibes are you getting this time around? Of course, we know that there have been limited discussions as far as actual what has taken place during the talks. As they said, they do not want things to play itself out in the media. But overall, what sense have you gotten from the vibes? Do you think that it has been more positive than the last time that they met, or how you evaluate it so far?
Well, the sense that we've been getting is that the talks have not yet reached a deadlock. That's important. And despite both sides saying that the other side is making maximal demands and demands that we cannot meet, but they are still negotiating, and this is important. So this sends a kind of positive positive message. The progress is being made, but it's very gradual, and every point and every detail, every word has its own significance and meaning. So intense discussions at deputy level and expert level meetings are underway. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif 2 days ago said the other side is making some unacceptable demands from Iran. We know the issue of enrichment and the issue of sanctions are the main sticking points that have delayed a deal until now. And Mr. Zarif said if the other side shows political will, we can get a deal by July 20th. So all in all, the talks are moving forward. There's been no deadlock, but the progress is very slow.
Thank you so much for being with us, Press TV's correspondent in Vienna, Taha Imani.